this is yet another sign that the empowerment policy is a broad-based initiative that is not based on political issues or whether, you know, we are from this particular party or that. And it's not something that is concentrated in one particular province. You will notice that recently the president was in Manicaland to launch that Marangas and Munya. At the very beginning, we launched the Mondolongezi Trust. We were in Shoshawane and everywhere across the country. And this is yet another sign that we need to move now to the Matabeleland region.
So in this case, how much is involved?
Those issues will be revealed tomorrow. We do not want at this stage to preempt, but it's going to be a substantial amount that is going to go towards benefiting the community of Wange, and to make sure that for the first time in a very long time, that community can come up with projects that will help to create jobs, that will help to uplift lives, and that will help, you know, to counter the economic effects of the sanctions that have been imposed on this country over a very long time, and which have had a very negative effect on the lives of our people. So whatever amount will be unveiled tomorrow, you must rest assured that the substantial amount that will be, you know, looking to uplift the lives of the people of Wange.
At the same time, there are complaints that the community trusts that were launched long back are not operational as yet, like the Mondolongezi one. And there are some other allegations that some of the money is being pilfered. Can you react to this?
Well, what allegations are that? Who is saying that? Who are your sources? Because you've got to be careful who brings what sort of information to you. We've got very terrible detractors in this country who wish to see that policy fail and who will go to any length to try and tarnish the whatever progress has been made. There are challenges, of course. Some communities are still sitting on huge monies that were allocated to them, and we are saying to these people they need to start to use those funds for the benefit of their communities. They cannot continue to sit on those monies. You've got to be very careful who is telling you what. There's progress in Zimbabwe right now. The schools are being built, hospitals are being built. There's evident progress of the initiative that came from ZANU-PF, the indigenization policy. So just be very, very careful what your sources are, who they are, and what they're trying to achieve.